Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
If you're driving between Limerick and Galway, you may have noticed a large motorway service stop on the M18. It is, of course, the new Banner Plaza from the owners of Supermax, and it includes a supermarket, play area and large food court, a €20 million investment and 120 new jobs. But it was far from smooth sailing to get it opened. In fact, it was 8 or so years behind schedule, thanks to a number of judicial reviews and challenges from environmental groups and serial objectors. And Pat McDonough is the founder of Supermax and the boss of this new Banner Plaza. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Joe.
When did you first buy the land on the M18, and when did you first submit your, you know, the initial planning application?
We bought it actually the year after we opened in Obama Plaza, and our first application was 11 years ago, going on 12 now.
And it's only opening now, and you accuse some groups of abusing the planning system. How do they abuse it?
Well, absolutely. Our initial planning had, I think, really a single objector, and that ended up in, we'd been asked for a sum of €500,000 to withdraw that objection, which we refused to pay.
Hang on, and they said they would walk away if you paid them €500,000.
€500,000, yeah. Right. Yeah, there was, anyway.
And you didn't pay it?
No. So anyway, that's we were, I must say, in all this, we were granted planning permission and all our initial planning applications with the local county council, Clare County Council. But then it went to a board, Planola, and as you know, at the time, the board takes quite some considerable time, and think up to 2 years to make a decision. And the appeal to the board for Planola wasn't successful, so we had to come back in again. And this time we encountered a serial objector who persevered with the process right through. And as you know, serial objectors are objectors generally who object on environmental grounds, get their costs paid by the state, basically, and so therefore they have nothing to lose. So each time, anyway, we submitted four different applications for planning permission, and the four of them were all appealed to the board of Planola. And after nine years actually, we succeeded in getting permission from the board of Planola. All of these were objected on under environmental grounds by, as I say, a serial objector. And then he took the decision, or he objected to the board panel's decision, and he brought that to a judicial review, and we won that. And he continued to persevere to try and find angles on it. And then more recently, last November, I might add that the judicial review wasn't taken directly against us, it was taken against the board Pernod's decision, but obviously we were the ones who was being affected by it. Mm. And then subsequent to that, another judicial review appeared whilst we were in the course of construction from Friends of the Irish Environment, again under environmental grounds. But basically, that judicial review was taken against Ishkeirden.
By the way, I reached out to Friends of the Irish Environment yesterday as we were having this discussion, and they didn't get back to me with a statement. I did ask them for one in response to this. And Ishkeirden wouldn't open up the taps in the literal sense at the end of last year.
Yeah, we had an agreement with them and a contract with them to accept the waste, sewerage, etc., into the treatment plant, which we were told there was capacity in for the waste sewerage. And when the Friends of the Irish Environment took the judicial review, they stopped work immediately. So now we're left with a situation where we have to tanker the waste sewerage in from from the Innes Plaza to a treatment plant that has capacity in Limerick.
Which is not an efficient way of doing business. After all you've experienced, Pat, do you expect any change from the action plan on infrastructure, which aims to speed up the delivery of big projects? It was kind of led by Sean O'Driscoll last year.
Yes, indeed. And Sean O'Driscoll has done a fantastic job in bringing not necessarily new legislation, but new ideas and new recommendations.
Will it work?
It will work because it has to work, because no business can endure 10 or 11 years waiting for planning permission. That stagnates the country. That will stagnate a lot of the housing projects right across the country. It'll stagnate any development anywhere across the country. And, you know, it's only a small number of people who are benefiting greatly from the original kind of objections to planning. And some of them are setting up businesses, and they use themselves as consultants. Yeah. To try and block planning.
Well, we'll certainly find out in the next 12 to 18 months whether those action plan suggestions are going to bear fruit or not. Can I ask you a more general question? We are in the middle of an energy shock, Pat. You run a lot of businesses all over this country, energy intensive, many of them. Do you think that this energy shock caused by the Israeli and US attacks on Iran will impact our economy and your business?
Absolutely. You can see at the moment the turbulence is in the price you're paying at the pumps. And, you know, it's just very, very difficult to run that type of fuel business at the minute, because prices are fluctuating from day to day. This, unfortunately, is going to last longer than I think most people expect. And it is going to cause a recession, in my opinion, because oil is so important in every country, for every business, every family, every household, etc., right across the right across the world. And, you know, let's be honest with you, these people know that they now have the world in a state of chassis, if you want to call it that, and they will continue, because they know they have now. You know, Trump and his cohorts where they want them to be.
And even with our cash pile, as it were, the Irish government's cash surplus, you still think it might push Ireland into a recession as well?
I think so, because when the world hits a recession, it just generally, you know, spreads to all countries. And if there's a scarcity of oil and a scarcity of electricity and power, etc., I think that's going to have a major effect. We saw the last time, in whenever it was 3 or 4 years ago, the effect it had, and it was only a smaller situation, oil scarcity situation, but it pushed the price up through the pumps. And when you see the prices of oil going from, since the 1st of January, since the end of February, price of oil to supply to us has gone up by 56 cents. And it's continuing to go up.
Yeah.
Now, that's as a major, major effect.
So you're worried that it's going to affect your business. I appreciate your thoughts on this, Pat. That is Pat McDonough, the founder of Supermax and of the Banner Plaza in County Clare.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.